Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I have my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin, with us today as my special guest on the program. Welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Hey, we're glad that each and every one of you are our special guests on the program as well. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of what we believe is a potentially life-changing moment that you could have each morning as you are maybe driving, spending time, even in the afternoon or the evenings, if you're listening to us on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. If you go to Turn the Light On tab there on the church website, you can catch us there as well any time of the day. But we hope you're enjoying the programming and the different topics. We're a topical Bible study, and Lisa, we've been bringing some really amazing topics to the table. It's been quite interesting. We've picked some really crazy ones, and then we've picked some very deep studies. And, you know, I think everything that we've brought, though, has been really practical.
I think so, too. I would agree. And today, I was inspired by a song that's been around for a long time by Mary Mary. It's called Shackles.
Yeah.
And so I heard some stuff in this song, and it reminded me of things that I went through in my life. So I thought it'd be cool if I brought a topic called Take the Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Dance.
So I think maybe we should play the song here on the air for everybody, because it's such a retro song and it takes everybody way back. Some people may have never heard it. So we're going to play that song for you, and we'll be right back to talk a little more about it.
Woo! Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. 'Cause you see
All right, that was pretty cool. I remember that song way back in the day. I think I was in the 90s when that song came out.
Back when you were DJing the 3-on-3 tournaments that they used to have at one of the churches locally.
Yeah, that's crazy. So
I remember hearing
that.
Do
you ever feel like you are in shackles, though? Think about that, or being held back by circumstances, by fear, all the different things that are going on in our lives. I do. I feel the enemy is continually trying to bind people up. He's trying to get them shackled down so they can't be as productive as they'd like to be for the Lord. And, you know, that happens to all of us. There are a lot of different situations and circumstances in our life that can actually put us in shackles.
It can be like debilitating. Several years ago, I was dealing with some physical issues in my body. I didn't realize what was causing this, but apparently I had low iron, and the low iron was causing my heart to race. So I would be driving to doing my job, and all of a sudden my heart would just start racing, and automatically I start getting in fear, like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Am I having a heart attack? And I'd start getting worried. Then I'd have to pull the car over, and then I would call you, would you please pray for me? And I'd try and take authority over my body. Or one time I actually was out serving papers, and I was driving, and I literally pulled over to the closest spot I could find, and then I called 911. By the time the fire medics got there, the racing of my heart had stopped. And they're like, ma'am, can you step out of the vehicle? Mm. The police officer tells me to step out of the vehicle. And I'm like, okay, I'm stepping out. And they start doing a sobriety test on me. And I'm like, what? I was like, I called 911 because I was having a racing heart. But I didn't realize I had pulled in a pub, like a sports pub parking lot. So I guess they thought I was drunk or something. They noticed that where my vehicle was. And then I realized, like,
yeah,
oh,
this
lady must be drinking or something.
You're trying to put some more shackles on you, weren't
they? Yeah, but as it turned out, I mean, obviously I was fine, but I had to realize that I had a spirit of fear that had come on me. Like, literally,
right,
anytime this would happen, I'd be laying in bed at night, I'd have that racing, and then all of a sudden I get in fear. I'm like, pray for me now. And I'm like freaking out.
Sure.
And I had to take authority over that spirit of fear. I remember lying in bed crying, and I remember being at a restaurant and having it happen at a restaurant and just sitting there crying over my food. And I was like, enough is enough. I don't need to be anxious for nothing. You know, the Bible says to,
yeah,
in Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are actually dealing with the shackle of anxiety and fear in their lives. And I love the scripture. It says, be anxious for nothing. And I think so many times we have all these preconceived ideas and things that we've built into our own thinking as to how everything's supposed to work out, how everything is supposed to go for us in our life. And then when things don't start to go the way that we've actually imagined them going, and we've put these things together in our own hearts and in our own minds, we start to get anxious. But it says in this scripture, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You know, and I think so many times we come up with an idea of what we want to do and how we want to do it, and we bring that to the Lord, and we go, this is what's going to happen, Lord. And God's like, well, hold on a minute. You know, we didn't really petition him in prayer. We're actually bringing our demand or our way to God instead of coming to God in prayer and saying, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? How is it that you want me to present myself in any situation in life, to any circumstance? And it says, with thanksgiving, present your request. So if you're thankful, that means that you're actually believing that God has got an answer for you, that he's going to work things out for your good in your life. And you're actually presenting your request to God. And when you present something, it's a little different. It's like, God, what do you think about this? How do you think this should go? You see, I think a lot of times the shackles that get placed on our life, many times we put on ourselves because we come up with these ideas and present them to the Lord, but in a way that it's like, this is what we're doing, instead of saying, should we do this? That happened to us. We were going to buy a house, and you know, we kind of didn't have a peace about it, really. And we were trying to maybe back out and we still like got a little bit of pressure from the realtor and the loan guy and everything. And so
it's
we
like
kinda,
everybody's doing it. What do you mean? Everybody's getting these kind of loans.
Yeah. And we kind of felt that. And we didn't guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus like the scripture says. You know, it says guard your heart and your mind. And we didn't. We allowed the enemy to bully us through and into a situation that eventually ended up costing us our house, you know, in the long run. And I would just say that, you know, you've got to build your life with confidence with the Lord, not to the Lord or for the Lord, but you got to build your life with the Lord. And I think it's so important that these shackles that the enemy is trying to put on us are actually can be selfishness, our own desires. And when we don't get our way, we become anxious, we become depressed, and we fall into these mentalities of fear. And it's like, things aren't going the way that I think they should. Ah! And we freak out. But the Bible says, cast all your cares on him. You know what I mean? That's in 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And you've said this many times, that the same part of your brain that worries is the same part that prays.
And that's what I had to do. That was the key. I had to realize, okay, yes, there is something going on in my body and I can't control it. There's nothing I can do. Apparently my iron was low. So once I realized that, I was able to start taking supplements to get my iron back up. I mean, I had to do things in the natural, but I also took my authority over my body and I spoke the word of God over my life and I commanded that racings to stop in Jesus' name. Sometimes you just have to stop and say, enough is enough. I'm going to take authority over my body and I'm telling my body to line up with what the word of God says. And by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. So I don't have to deal with this anymore. I'm taking authority and I'm commanding this heart racing to stop in Jesus' name. Now, I didn't want my heart to stop. The racing part.
Just you wanted it to function normally.
I remember one time I told you, and it was the middle of the night, you were half asleep, and I said, my heart's racing again. And you're like, heart stop in Jesus' name. I'm like, no, don't say that. Because you were like half asleep.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's easy to fall into fear in a lot of situations. I think a lot of people that are out there today would easily admit that they are falling into fear over their finances, maybe. You know, how am I going to get the bills paid? How am I going to get things done that way? Or fear with your children. I know we've dealt with that. Are my kids going to be okay? Are they being safe? Is everything okay with them at school and things like that? A lot of us worry about that. And you know, it could be any number of things, marriages, jobs. You know, they're doing layoffs at our job. I don't know if I'm going to have a job next week. That can be a legitimate fear. It's like, what is going to happen? But you see, we have to recognize in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You see, a sound mind trusts in the Lord. It says, I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not leaning on my own understanding, but in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge God. I'm going to have him be a part of my life. And if God is for me, who can be against me? I'm never going to fail when I am in perfect communion with God in anything that I'm doing. So, you know, he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. You see, I think the biggest thing is the enemy tries to get us to switch up and get us anxious, get us in fear. And then immediately when we get into fear, we begin to speak fear.
That is so true. And there's power in our words. So we have to speak the word of God over our life. You can't let fear and worry or anything keep you in shackles.
That's true, man. Jesus has come, what?
To set the captives, set the captives free. And we have to renew our mind in the word. What happens when you squeeze a sponge? Yeah. Whatever's in that sponge, whatever liquid's in that sponge, when it gets squeezed, that's what comes out.
What's on the inside.
So if you are filling yourself with the word of God and a circumstance comes your way where you're in fear, where you're in worry, where there's something happening in your life and you're feeling the squeeze, the word of God's going to come out and right away you're going to stand up and say, no, I'm not settling for this, because the word of God says, and whatever the circumstances is, you speak that over your life.
You call that faith.
Exactly.
So when you get squeezed in the circumstances of life, when the enemy comes with the shackles, when he comes with the hard situation and you get squeezed, you're either going to produce faith or you're going to produce fear. You can't produce both. You know, you're going to either be in fear and listen to what the world's saying, and you're going to, you know, fail from fear. Many of us have done that. And then you can also be in faith. You could say, no, God said he'd be with me, you know, no matter what. He'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In him I have the victory. You know, I'm a giant slayer. If this is a giant in my life, we're going to slay it. Just like David slayed Goliath, we're going to fight and battle and do this with the Lord. And if God be for me, who can be against me? The world cannot win when we're actually partnered with, you know, the King of Kings.
A common thing that people will do whenever they're facing a circumstance is basically just get on the internet and Google yeah. whatever it is. Like, oh, that's the worst thing you can do.
Sure.
Because unless you're going to be Googling scriptures to speak over your life, that's a good
right.
thing to do. Like, okay.
Or a praise and worship song.
Right. Let me Google scriptures on fear. Let me Google scriptures on prosperity. Let me Google scriptures on whatever right. it is I'm facing, so I can start speaking right. these things over my life. But if you start Googling the problem, you're going to see
signs
all these people.
Signs that you have cancer. Or
right, exactly.
Signs that you're going to go bankrupt.
Right.
You know, top 10 signs.
You're going
to
see
so
people,
much stuff like
this
that.
This person died
so
of this.
To,
and
yeah.
this many people die from that. It's like, then
right.
you're going to build, you're going to put your faith in the things that can go wrong,
right.
instead, which is basically fear, instead of putting your faith in the Word of God.
Yeah.
That's
so
going to produce.
I like that. Let's talk a little
action.
Bit more about that. How do we in our lives many times put our faith in what's going wrong around us? I find myself slipping into that quite a bit. You know, we just, it's like, I would say this, it starts in the imagination. You're going to let your imagination run wild in a good way, or you're going to let your imagination run wild in a bad way? Because I believe God's given us our imagination for faith, not for fear. But fear is where the enemy takes your imagination and he begins to have you run scenarios of things that could go wrong, and to begin to, you know, place that in your heart. Because, you know, we basically operate like this as people. We have a thought, then that thought becomes an imagination, then that imagination becomes a picture, and we begin to play that into a reel in our minds, in our imaginations. And what happens is we actually build into our lives this idea, and then that idea can run so many times that now it drops into our heart, out of our head, and it becomes part of our core belief. And I think a lot of people are dealing with a core belief system that has been corrupted by fear, and therefore they're fearful people. And that is just the center of the core of who they are, because they've played so many scenarios over and over in their head to the point where those scenarios have now dropped into their hearts, and they're believing that about themselves. So what are some different ways that we could maybe combat that in our spiritual battle, and you know, get ourselves back on track with what we need to be doing in life?
Praise and worship can be one of your biggest weapons in the battlefield.
There
when
you
you're
go.
The battlefield of the mind. You got to take your focus off yourself and the problem and put your focus on the Lord, the problem solver, the
yeah.
person that's already got,
so
we've already got the victory in Jesus. So we put our focus on the one who's given us the victory, and then those other problems start to just fade away, because we get,
yeah.
we magnify him instead of magnifying the problem.
Yeah,
it changes
been...
our heart.
Yeah, it's good. We've been doing worship nights now once a month at the church. So if you're like, man, I don't know where I can even go and do praise and worship in my life, look at Lighthouse Church. Find us on the web. Look at our website and figure out when we're doing worship nights.
It's
so
usually
good. The first, you know, Wednesday of the month. But we've done them on different nights as well. So just, you got to kind of look into that. But we're at 1250 North Banana River Drive here in Merritt Island, Florida. Just come to a worship night, or come on a Sunday morning and worship. You know, we have amazing worship services in a place where you can actually try to break out of those molds. You know, some of us are really battling fear, and we understand that that is a reality. You know, and we won't judge you. We're just looking to help you to step outside of that in your own life and actually experience the blessing of God and the communion that comes from worshiping him And what would be another?
It's really powerful to worship in a group setting, but I worship in my car.
Right.
When I'm driving my car, when I'm at home, I'll just go ahead and put on YouTube, get some good worship music going, and I'll just worship with my mom in the room, and I'll just we'll worship, and she loves it. She'll sing the song. She has dementia, and she has it's a different part of her brain, I guess, that sings than speaks. So she can sing songs, and she can remember songs from a long time ago.
And right.
She sometimes remembers the words, but she definitely remembers the tune. And she'll just like hum along with me as I'm singing. And it's just really powerful. And that really, if you get your focus on the Lord, it just diminishes the worry and fear.
Yeah, I think, you know, praise and worship is a powerful weapon. I think prayer, you know, we can get into a place where we're beginning to spend time with the Lord about these scenarios that we have maybe built in our heart and go, God, help me to overcome this. Show me the way that you would have me to step outside of this fear and that I've built into my life. Because some of you have built fear into your life for years and years and years, and it doesn't just instantly go away. I mean, it can. God can deliver you from that, but chances are you're going to have to kind of rebuild your core belief system, and that comes from starting to put a new plan in place and say, no, I'm not going to live my life in fear. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to believe what the Word of God says about my life. And you can do that by spending time with God in prayer and having Him reiterate that. Say, I'm with you. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you.
Speak the Word of God over your life, because there's power in that. Find scriptures that deal with the situation that you're dealing with and just continually speak the word over your life. And that's going to produce really good fruit.
Yeah, I mean, God has broken every chain in our lives. And we've got to basically get to a place where we can praise Him in the midst of the circumstances. Because Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have tribulation. There's going to be things that come up that are going to be troublesome. In our lives, but you know, he said, I'm with you.
Be of good cheer. Because I have overcome the world.
You know, and how do we overcome the world? Our faith. By believing and trusting and knowing that God is with us in the midst of everything that is going on in every situation, knowing that God's got our back, that all of heaven is behind us, and that all we simply need to do is turn the light on and see, you know, the power of God begin to move in our lives in a more powerful way. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying this topic of taking the shackles off of our life. And we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We've been talking today about shackles and how shackles can produce fear. We've talked about fear versus faith. We've looked at a bunch of different aspects of how we can, as believers, stand in faith against fear. And there's a lot of different ways the world's trying to put shackles on us. What do you think, Lisa? What are a couple things that
Well, you can watch the news.
That won't make you fearful at all.
That's a bunch of lies. If you want to focus on that, you could watch real crime shows. That sometimes could put fear in you. And you're like hearing tapping on your window and thinking, oh, my gosh,
murdered. There might be somebody there. Killed.
Watching horror movies.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing.
And some of these reality TV shows, those type of things. Because viewing horror images can lead to unwanted thoughts and feelings. And if you want to fill yourself with fear, then you're putting fear in yourself. That's not going to produce the fruit that you want. And if you're trying to stand in faith and believe and trust God and not be in fear, then that's the opposite. You have to do the opposite of that by filling your heart and mind with the Word of God.
Yeah, I love the scripture in 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with what? Punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So if you want to walk out of fear, the first thing you're going to need to do is fall in love with Jesus and allow the love of God to come into your life and drive that fear out.
He is perfect love.
Yeah.
And he will cast it out. But we have to take a stand.
You do.
And the way we take a stand is by speaking the word of God over our lives, because there's power in our words.
Yeah, for sure. So our encouragement for you guys that are listening today is to take a step of faith out of fear and allow the love of God to come into your heart and just wreck you and show you the way that God really intends for you to do life. So, Lisa, would you just quickly, as we close out the program, pray for those who may be battling fear today?
Father, I just thank you, Father, for everyone listening today. And I just pray that if anyone is dealing with fear, that they would take the authority as a believer and come against that fear in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that perfect love casts out fear, and that they would put their heart and mind focused on Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that you'll remove every bit of fear from them in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That is such a good prayer. So guys, we are praying for you. We are believing for fear to have no place in your life. And we are believing that you can see the victory that God has for you each and every day by walking by faith in the Word of God.
Those shackles are gone in Jesus' name.
We break those shackles off you in Jesus' name. Guys, turn the light on. This is Kevin and Lisa. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.